This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and this is Christmas Eve. For those of you who are headed out to the goose pit, the duck blind, the deer stand this morning, it's raining, and if you're up and about, you already know that. If you're just getting ready, it's raining. It's not entirely freezing or anything like that. Last Saturday was pretty crazy. And we hope everybody stayed safe and didn't get involved in any accidents or any traffic mishaps or misfires. We were here last Saturday. Robin and I were here. We came up Friday night and stayed right across the parking lot here at the Pikesville Doubletree. Showed up for the show in the morning. Noticed that we weren't going anywhere. Paid attention to all those who called in. So we went back to the hotel. We had some breakfast and went back to the room for a while and checked out about 11 o'clock and said, well, maybe the roads are okay. And we had a very enjoyable day, did some Christmas shopping and things like that last Saturday. There wasn't any hunting going on. I did go hunting Wednesday by myself for a couple hours at our property that we are graciously invited to hunt up in Cecil County. Been there 23, 4, 5 years. I don't know exactly. But never saw a deer all of Wednesday afternoon. Thought it would have been a good day. Went yesterday morning to Dorchester County in pursuit of sick a deer. And very interesting day in the stand. Very interesting day in the stand. My stand is a shooting house. It's 60, it's very comfortable. It's, you know, very comfortable. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, very comfortable. I'm nice and dry. Plenty of room to, you know, observe a 360 degrees and that type of thing. And very comfortable. And I can watch across a little waterway in the marsh. And I've got phragmitis on my left and lots of it. And I've got brush and phragmitis on my right, lots of it. And then there's this little waterway in between, which the deer tend to cross back and forth, but it's 62 and a half yards, because I rangefindered it, I can't tell you how many times, so many times yesterday. There's a feeder, an automatic feeder. It's up on stilts. It's pretty high off the ground. Underneath is a platform of just a piece of plywood so that the corn doesn't sink down in the marsh. And the feeder went off at legal shooting time was 6:47, roughly something in there yesterday. The feeder went off at 6:40 or 41. So I was anticipating, you know, deer to be there at legal shooting time, just like a couple of weeks ago when I was blessed by God to take the nice stag. So nothing. Nothing. And nothing showed up. Beautiful morning. Beautiful, absolute beautiful morning. Nothing. Not one solitary thing. Now, check the wind. Wind was north-northeast, which is not a good wind necessarily for critter movement. But then, you know, the birds started showing up. And as it got lighter and lighter, there was a lot of activity under the corn with the little critters. Now, we didn't see any raccoons. We had gray squirrels. We had Delmarva fox squirrels. We had a lot of different birds. There's doves and sparrows and cardinals and that type of thing. But I did spot a bird called a towhee, T-O-W-H-E-E, which I may have seen one once before, but this was a very unusual treat and very nice for me to see that towhee. It's a beautiful bird. It's orange, black, and white, and kind of reminds you of an oriole. And I was pretty amazed, and it wasn't there long, so that and it did come back later in the day for a few minutes, but they didn't, they're ground dwellers, and they didn't, he didn't, I think I did see one in my yard one time. I believe I did. Anyway, didn't, but this critter that I thought was a gray squirrel kept coming out and grabbing a piece of corn and running back in underneath the brush there in the pine, you know, little pine thicket. And I watched and come out, come back in, come out, come back in. I'm thinking, that gray squirrel's pretty skittery, you know. It's, you know, there's a couple Delmarva fox squirrels sitting there, and I can't, there's no reason for it to be that nervous. So I started to watch. Put the binoculars up, it'd come out the platform, pew, take corn back, go back. I said, that's not a squirrel. Doesn't sit up. Never did set up. It just grabbed, bang, done. I'm like, okay, what is this thing? So I started, it's a rat. It was. It was a marsh rice rat. And I did some marsh rice rat. Google it. They're semi-aquatic, and they adapt very nicely to the marsh. And it was pretty cool to watch it. Although, briefly, I mean, I didn't, you know, it was like a toy, wind-up toy, come out, grab corn, come back in. But it was cool to watch. And there's a new species that I had personally never seen before. So you never know what you're going to see when you're out there. You never know, you know. It was cool. So about 11 o'clock, about 10 o'clock, 10:03 actually, 9:57 was high tide from where I was, at least the point on the tide finder. At 10:03, a stag bugled. What are you doing bugling at 10 o'clock in the morning? They usually stop before sunrise, you know. Well, he bugled 10:03, and I thought, man, well, there's some hope. I'm still sitting here at 10 o'clock, and this stag's within a couple hundred yards, so, you know, let's see if he shows up. Wind turned around. Wind turned around 180 degrees from north-northeast to west-southwest. Barometer went up. I'm like, oh, this is what I'm waiting for. This is what I'm waiting for. And 11:20, splish, splish, splish. The ice, the glaze of ice on the little marsh waterway there was starting to melt a little bit and break up and splish, splish, splish. I looked and there was a deer coming across the little waterway. Only she came out of the thickest part. There was a window of about 5 feet where she could see the whole deer. She walked across a log, which they do, walked across a log to get to the feeder and stayed at the feeder. Nice big doe, mature doe. 40 minutes. Broadside 100 times at 56 and a half yards. I rangefindered her a number of times. I had no intention of shooting her. I was waiting for her to draw a stag out. So, but I will say this. Last day of firearm season, more sick of deer meats going into freezer. I can tell you that. If I have that wonderful opportunity. So thanks to our host, you know who you are. We appreciate that, and that was it. The son of the owner was in the next stand over. He saw a spike and a doe. Of course, he's not shooting, and I'm guessing those guys are going out there this morning. So I'll find out after the show if anything transpired. So anyway, if you're headed out there today, hope you have a roof or a gunbrella like Bill from Westminster has, and you can stay a little bit dry, wear your rain gear. I do suspect maybe a little bit later if it clears up that some of the deer will be moving. So, waterfowl guys, this should be heaven for you. Overcast, rain, a little bit of wind. Absolutely. You guys should be having a great time. So feel free to call in. We are still taking calls for this week and next, and likely give away the muzzleloader next week. The CVA muzzleloader, I saw that the order was filled. I don't know if Mark got his muzzleloader shipped or not, but I saw that the order was filled. I had that number emailed to me. And we are taking calls to get into muzzleloader contest, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. CVA, great people. I'll tell you a little bit more about firing my new Acura MR in a little bit, but our buddy John B., old man, sent me this very appropriate text. Luke 2:11, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Yes, he is, and he still is today among us. That's from old man John. I pray you too and your family have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's been a pleasure to be able to tune in and listen to you yet another year, buddy. Well, thank you, John. Same to you and your family, that's for sure. And to all of our listeners out there, no matter what you're going through, whether you're going through illness or somebody in the family not doing well, maybe you've had a sudden loss. We lost a friend a couple of nights ago, John Vay, president of Doug Hill Rod and Gun Club. John was an extremely nice guy. He supported the work of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. He came to both of our Blaze and Camo days in 2016, 2015. I've been at meetings with him. He came to our summit. He came to our fundraiser event last Saturday in March. So John's passing was a little bit sudden, and our thoughts and prayers go to his family and all the members of the Doug Hill Rod and Gun Club. Let's talk to Michael in Randallstown and see what he's doing today. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Well, how you doing this morning?
Hey, buddy. I'm well. How are you?
Okay, listen, I was just calling in to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy, and a prosperous new year. I hope it's a good year for you and yours and all your listeners.
Well, I appreciate that. We're evaluating everything, Mike. We're looking at the business. We're looking at what we do. We're looking at the radio show. We're looking at the magazines. We're trying to figure out the best way forward for Ellis Outdoors. We had a good year, no question about it. We've had a good run. Ellis Outdoors has done well over the past several years, but we're just trying to figure out how to do it better. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up this year.
Right.
In 2017, I'll be moving to the Eastern Shore. I'll be selling my house. So there's going to be a lot of things going on.
And, I'm sure it's going to be a busy year for you.
Indeed.
We've talked about this in the past.
Yes, we have.
And I certainly wish you the best of luck in all your future adventures with your business and your radio show and everything.
And the new lady in my life, Robin, I tell you, she's an amazing woman, and we've turned a page here in a new chapter, and we're gonna be moving forward with that. And I'm excited. I'm excited about my life right now. I really am. So.
Well, I'm very, very happy for you, Alan.
Indeed. And, it's been a tough road to hoe, buddy, the last couple of years.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
So we're here.
Great.
Okay.
I've met Robin once.
Sure, sure.
Very nice lady. You're a lucky man, believe me.
Unfortunately, she's probably not tuned in today. She is on call the entire Christmas weekend, started last night, today, tomorrow, and all day Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's an ultrasound specialist, and
right,
she is
right.
on call at the hospital, so
right.
You know, people have need of her services. She called in last night twice. I think she texted me at 3 o'clock this morning and said she was home again. So,
wow.
You know, it's one of those deals. So
yes,
I hope she's catching up on her sleep. That's for sure.
Exactly. Okay.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call.
But I just wanted to wish you those things. And
thank you, buddy.
I hope everything works out for you. I really do.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas, Mike. Paul in Ferndale, good morning.
Hey, Alan, how are you this morning?
Well, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
What's your question?
No deer in my freezer yet.
Wow. I got a little sick of deer meat, so I'm good. So.
Yeah. I'm seeing them, but they're like 540 yards away.
Move your stand.
Oh, I can't go over that property.
Got it.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And then they're opposed to hunting, too. So.
Yeah, I hear you. I got it.
Well, my daughter's with me tonight in the cab of the truck. We're all done work today.
Are you really all done?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
You sound tired today.
I am very tired today. It's cold and wet outside.
Cold and rainy out there, that's for sure. So I see it says podcast here on your subject line. What's that all about?
Well, I saw on the website that they have, like, about the last 8 or 10 episodes. Is there any way to get older episodes?
Well, they should be. Oh, you're on WCBM. Go to ellisoutdoors.com. They're all there.
Okay.
They're all there from a couple years back.
Oh, great.
Yep. Yep. As a matter of fact, I got a buddy who travels. He travels all over the country, and he, part of his sales territory, he's a district manager for one of the automobile supply companies, and he travels all over the state. I'll be actually or all over the country. I'll be actually hunting with him next week. So he's back and forth, and I call him one day, and he goes, "Hey, Alan Ellis." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm listening to the real Alan Ellis." I said, "Yeah, I'm talking to you on the phone. What's going on, Chuck?" He goes, "Well, I just got done listening to about four of your podcasts in a row, and here you are live. How amazing is that?" I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, you got to be tired of it by now." So, well, look, Paul and Natalie, Merry Christmas to you, okay?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. There we go. Is this Connie? Connie, good morning. How are you? How's things in Milford, Delaware?
Good, pal. I want to congratulate you on your Suki deer.
Well, thank you.
Listen, you were talking a couple weeks ago about light fields. They still make that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I love light fields. I love light fields. I think they're ounce and a quarter. The hybrid, HYBRED, 2 3/4 inch hybrid. It's all I've been shooting for probably 20 years.
And good response on the deer, huh?
Actually, it's a bad response on the deer. They don't like them. Yeah, no, but and I also shoot it in the 20 gauge. I use both the 2 3/4 and 3 inch. Believe it or not, they shoot in the same spot. And when Lightfield came out with a 3 inch, they sent me a few boxes and said, "Try these, see how you like them." And man, they were just devastating. So you get a little bit more range with a 3 inch, but you don't really need them. I mean, if you're on a management deer or something like that, and you're shooting deer with a shotgun under 75 yards, you don't need anything more than a 2 3/4 inch. But yeah, I mean, I've got the H&R loaded up with the, 2 3/4 or 3 inch 20 gauge, and then the 870 I exclusively use the light fields, and they now look, they pack a wallop in front and behind. The recoil's pretty tough on them, but
I can handle that.
The only time I had trouble with it when I was facing shoulder surgery on my right shoulder, and that stung a little bit, but that was anything I shot. But the light fields, yeah, I can't complain about the accuracy. I can't complain about the performance. I have, with the 20 gauge, I did take one deer at 150 yards. That was an interesting shot. I don't usually take those shots, but this deer was wounded and I put it down at 150. So. But,
what about the Remington AccuTips for 20 gauge? Could you recommend any place I can find them? They're harder to find.
I mean, Clyde Sports Shop carries them. I've got a box of them. I've never fired them. But the AccuTip is a very, very accurate round. As a matter of fact, it's right up there with Lightfield.
Gotcha.
Yep. But as far as devastating, crushing power, the two most accurate slugs are the Copper Solids from Remington and the Lightfield that we've tested as part of an article for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. The Remington slightly edged out the Lightfield, but you have to check. You have to do some research on the kinetic energy. I mean, you know, the solid copper solid is a little faster, maybe a little more accurate, but doesn't weigh as much. Me, I like to hit them with a ton of lead. I mean, I use all lead muzzleloader bullets. I use all lead shotgun slugs. I don't use the copper coated anything. So I mean, and it's I'm not biased against it. I just like that instant expansion when you get the lead. You know.
Well, if it works good for you, stick with it. You know.
It does, and I even use Lightfield. Actually, if you can find them, actually makes or made muzzleloader bullets, which are also extremely accurate.
You know, that's the frustrating part. If you have something that works, why can't you be able to buy it? Why don't they produce enough? I don't understand the reason.
Well, the demand exceeds the supply. I'm not sure. You know, Lightfield used to be made, I can't even remember where they were made, in some Eastern European country, Hungary, I believe. And they found out they had a batch of hard primers early on. And I've still got some of those original Lightfield. Oh, actually, they were made by a company in West Virginia. And then they shipped them overseas. And then they came back here. Then they bought the equipment. I think they're made in New Jersey. But, you know, you can certainly research them and see see where they're available. I saw some on the shelf the other day. So, yeah, look at your independent shops. Look at Clyde's and some other shops. And, you know, if you really need some names, shoot me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll try and keep my eye out and look around and see who has them, okay?
All right, buddy, I appreciate it. And listen, that muzzleloader would be a nice Christmas present. See what you can do.
It would. You're exactly right. All right, buddy, thanks.
Have a Merry Christmas,
you
buddy.
Too. Take care. Bye-bye. We do have to take a break, don't we, Chris? We've got to tell the folks about the Great American Outdoor Show. The 2017 Great American Outdoor Show coming up February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's the world's largest consumer outdoor show. It's a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and events that span over 650,000 square feet, 1,100 exhibitors. You'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoor show. There's a country concert. The NRA Country Concert at the Great American Outdoor Show is featuring Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith with special guest Tara Thompson. That's Saturday, February 11th, the next to the last day. Doors open at 6:30. For tickets for the event, tickets for the concert, and more details for the world's largest outdoor show, be sure to visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. So what are they calling this? Is it Winter Gunderland? That's right, Winter Gunderland. Rebates on all Browning firearms, or some Browning firearms, at least, from Clyde Sport Shop and our folks, fine folks at Browning. There's a $100 rebate on all shotguns. all shotguns. That includes the A5, the one I've been really talking about. This one comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades Camo. It's got the DuraTouch, you know, that helps prevent rust, fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, just like the old days, recoil operated kinematic drive. It's an auto loader with 100,000 round and 5-year guarantee, and now $100 off. $100 off the BPS pump, available in all gauges, 410 through 10, 12 and 20 gauge deer barrel models available. The Gold Light, the Maxis, they're all out there. The Maxis is great for waterfowl. If you like the power drive gas system, reduces recoil, it's a beautiful gun. It comes up nice. All those shotguns, and also the Sporting Clays and the BT-99, $100 rebate across the board. Then there's a $75 rebate on the X-Bolt, high-powered rifles, bolt-action rifle. It's available in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. That includes also the new Hell's Canyon Speed models, which are fantastic. Then, of course, there's a $50 rebate on the AB3 Hunter and the 1911-22 pistols. That's the AB3 Hunter. That's the combo package I've been telling you about. If you're looking for a reasonably priced deer rifle, even great for Christmas, comes in 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7 Remington Mag, and 300 Winchester Mag. It's walnut stock, blued barrel, comes with a factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12 power scope. It's great. $50 rebate on that, and then $25 on all the Buckmark handguns rebate. All from Clyde Sports Shop, all at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Iron Auto.
Talk radio, same WCBM.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. And I don't like it any more than you, man.
That's it. All right. If you'd like to have the admiration and praise of your peers and our rest of our listening audience, name that character, name the movie, and name who he was talking about, and name the name of the actor that he was talking about. Come on.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Well, we hope we're reaching you all on this holiday weekend, Christmas Eve, that's for sure. Okay, so back maybe a year ago, I ordered a mountain rifle, a CVA mountain rifle. I have one. Jacob loves it, and you know I have plenty of muzzle loaders, but I like my mountain rifle. I just like the way it holds. I like the scope. I like everything about it. So that he's got a Nikon. What is it? 2-8 power scope on that. I had it in the stand yesterday. I should have known what, should remember what it was, but it's just a very comfortable gun. But I ordered another one from CVA, from the fine folks at CVA. Came with a 3-9 scope on it. And, I said, you know, I want to upgrade this scope. Nothing wrong with this scope. It was a beautiful scope that was on there, but I wanted to upgrade it. I wanted to match a muzzleloader to match my management shotgun, which is a 870, Remington 870 Premier Special Deer Model. So I ordered from Clyde's a 33mm, scope, Leopold with the Fire Dot. I think they're called a VR or something, Fire Dot reticle, 2-7. So love the Fire Dot. I love what it does. It just illuminates the very tiny middle of this, of the crosshairs. It's really a focal point for me that just helps drive the accuracy. So that's what we did. We got that. ordered, and Clyde's mounted it. Had to put a new scope rail on it, new rings, and that type of thing because it's 33 millimeter. So, it's done. I picked it up, and I took it to a privately owned public gun range, and I'm not going to tell you where because it bothered me. There wasn't much control. There wasn't much oversight. I mean, there was a range officer, and it was okay. But to try and take your time and concentrate and, you know, no rests, no set aside muzzleloader spots, and, you know, you're 3 feet from a guy shooting a semi-automatic 30 caliber whatever, or, you know, you're two stations over from a guy with a 12-gauge shotgun shooting buckshot, you know, and then on the other side, there's a kid trying to shoot a 22, and then there's a guy shows up, and he's got some kind of bolt-action, high-powered rifle, and he's trying to make it a semi-automatic by firing it as fast as he can. Just an uncomfortable situation, because I'm trying to focus and concentrate, and I don't know where the scope is. And to top it all off, if everything would have gone perfectly, it wouldn't have taken me very long at all. However, I was getting a hang fire. I have the 209 Blackhorn breech plug, and I'm getting hang fire. And it's not consistent. It's not anything I can plan for because it's there one or two shots in a row, then it's not there. Well, I got the gun kind of sighted in, fired about 7 or 8 rounds, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just uncomfortable about this whole thing. So I call my buddy Chad Shearer from CBA. Chad, this is what's going on. Got a hang fire. New gun, totally clean, you know, I fired it, and I'm getting this hang fire. What am I doing wrong? He goes, well, there's either obstruction in the breech plug, which I don't think there was, or you're using underpowered primers. Really? He said, yeah. I said, well, I'm using the 777 primers. I've always had good luck with them. Never had a hang fire. He said, they're for pellets. Are you shooting pellets somewhere else? I said, yeah. I've got pellets in one of my other guns. He says, well, you better get some hotter primers. So who makes them? Because CCI standard primer is hotter than the 777 pellet primers, 209 primers. Okay, Chad, thanks very much. So took the gun home, cleaned it all up. Got to invest in some CCI primers, and we'll go back and get it on a little better range and get her going. But just wanted to tell you, shoots great, but I learned something. Frank in Highland Town. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been trying to win your gun for so long. I tried something new last Sunday, but it didn't work.
You tried something new?
Yeah, I got a computer for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Once, it's a laptop, a Lenovo ThinkPad with
right.
a fingerprint reader and all that. And
right.
All the bells and whistles, you know?
Yeah.
I never got 10 minutes on the computer. I don't use it, so I tried to get somebody to swap either a shotgun or a black powder for it, and didn't even get a call.
Really?
So I figured I'd go back to calling again.
What's the worth of the Lenovo? What's it worth?
Well, it cost me almost $600.
Wow.
Five something for it. I was actually getting $200 for it or
trade something.
Shotgun or a black powder, you know, because all I've got is a big old deer rifle.
Yeah, I got it. Huh. Well, we got your number. You're in the contest, right, Frank?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I appreciate that. And I'll keep my eye out if somebody wants to trade a shotgun for a laptop.
Yeah, it's a nice 14-inch screen. It's good. Keep carrying case and everything.
Sounds good. Thank you, Frank. Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Okay, we got Tom in Reisterstown wants to try and answer the trivia question. Go ahead, Tom.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, I remember the guy. It's Cool Hand Luke's the movie,
right?
I don't remember the. It's the warden talking. I think they call him Captain or something.
Okay.
And Luke was Paul Newman,
right? 3 out of 4, not bad.
And what was the last question?
Well, who played the warden?
Oh.
Yeah, are you in the muzzleloader contest, Tom?
Yeah.
Don't Google it.
Yeah, I'm not Googling. I can't remember his name.
Ah. All right. Hey, Tom, Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, buddy, same to you.
Thanks, man. See you. All right, let's see if Colleen knows. Colleen, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Al. I knew exactly what he knew. I don't know the guy's name.
You don't know who played the warden?
No, I don't.
Character actor. And guess what? The guy was a hunter, too.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was. I saw him on one of the hunting shows. They were quail hunting down in Georgia or somewhere.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that?
So you got Cool Hand Luke. That's the name of the movie.
Right.
You got Paul Newman played Cool Hand Luke.
Right.
And the sheriff, or the warden, excuse me, was played by this character. That's the name we're looking for.
Right.
Okay.
If I had a smartphone.
Yeah, well, you don't. Mine's smarter than me. I don't know if I'd be able to find it on there.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Colleen.
I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas, Colleen.
I listen to this show every week. I don't hunt or anything, but I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. And watch out for those
American citizen.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Watch out for those good old marsh rice rats.
The what?
Yeah. I talked about seeing a marsh rice rat yesterday in the deer stand.
Really?
Yeah. You can Google that.
Ooh.
Marsh rice rat. Very cool looking creature.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Colleen.
All right, hon. Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Barbara.
Yes.
You're up.
Yes, the woman's voice.
Yes.
Irene Bryant, Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies.
The woman's voice. You mean what we have here is the failure to communicate?
I don't
know. No, you are way off, girl.
No, I sounded like a woman's voice.
Oh.
Sounded like Granny on the Beverly Hills.
Well, I'll tell you what, Irene Ryan was Granny, but you get honorable mention for trying.
Well, that's better than nothing.
Thanks, Barbara.
But I did enter the
muzzleloader contest.
Yes.
Good deal. Good deal. Thank you, dear.
If you can enter me in that would be lovely.
Yeah. Well, did you leave your number with Chris?
No, I'd like to speak with him.
Okay. I'll tell him here. Hang on.
All right, hon. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Stay on hold, Barbara. We'll get to you in a second. Thank you.
Okay, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Locke in Annapolis. Barbara, call back. I think I bumped you off. Locke?
Yeah, this is Locke.
Yes, you're up.
Yeah, the movie's Cool Hand Luke, Paul Newman.
Yep.
It's Struthers Martin.
Struthers Martin.
Is that the guy or the Cliff?
Which one? Which one?
I'm thinking it's Struthers.
Struthers Martin. Is that your final answer? Do you need a lifeline?
That's my best shot.
Do you want to call a friend?
That's my shot.
Struthers Martin is correct.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Struthers Martin. Yep. Yep, character actor is in a lot of stuff, and I don't know how you could mistake that voice for Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies, but apparently you can. But,
That's
yeah,
right.
You got it. Well, congratulations. Did you enter the muzzleloader contest, Locke?
I did.
Okay, very good. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and same to you.
All right, buddy. You too. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, well, while Chris catches up, Barbara's going to call back. I bumped her off. Newman was not the warden there, old man John. Sorry, buddy. That was Struthers Martin. Yeah, Paul Newman was the convict. I can eat 50 hard-boiled eggs. 50? No man can eat 50. Amazing how this conversation turns on a dime in this early morning hour, doesn't it? Isn't it? How about that? Well, well, well. While we're trying to catch up on the phone here, deer poaching dominated recent cases handled by the Maryland Natural Resources Police. December 21st, news from the NRP. Kent County man was charged Monday with 21 poaching violations in two counties that could result in total fines up to $31,500. Joseph Michael Switowski, 34, of Rock Hall, charged with multiple counts of failing to report and record the harvesting of three deer, a six-point buck and a doe in Kent County and an eight-point buck in Cecil County. He was also charged with hunting on private land without written permission, failing to obtain a bonus antler stamp, exceeding the bag limit for antler deer during bow season, butchering deer before check-in, failing to harvest two antlerless deer before harvesting an additional antlerless deer in Region B. Officers checking hunters on a farm in Kent County December 8th encountered Switowski, who told police he killed a buck with a bow in Cecil County and the doe in Kent County. In a subsequent interview, he told officers he killed a second buck in Kent County. Records indicated that he had not reported those kills. Mr. Switowski is scheduled to appear in Cecil County District Court February 22nd, Kent County District Court February 27th. If he pleads guilty to all charges, he faces a total fine of $7,000. If he decides to contest the charges during a trial, he faces a maximum penalty restitution of $31,500 under the Poaching Restitution Act. A joint investigation with the Maryland State Police Gun Enforcement Unit resulted in the arrest of an Allegheny County man on poaching charges with weapons charges pending. Another man was charged with seven violations in the same case. Calvin Jacob Knisley, 22, and Zachary Eugene Seibert, 20, both of Old Town, received citation for two counts each of hunting deer at night, hunting on private land without written permission, and hunting within a safety zone. Each man received a single citation for failing to make a reasonable effort to recover a dead or wounded deer. The two-week investigation found that Knisley and Seibert shot a deer at night on the night of December 5th behind a private home. Knisley shot at the first deer while Seibert held the light. When they could not find the deer, they shot a second deer. An officer found a dead buck in the area of the shooting. The officer's investigation revealed that Knisley was prohibited from having a firearm after an assault conviction. The information was given to the state police, who searched Knisley's home and recovered five guns. Both defendants are scheduled to appear February 21st in Allegheny County District Court on the Natural Resources Police charges. If found guilty of all seven charges, each man could be fined $3,250. Let's see. We have any calls ready to go, Chris? We have any calls ready to go? Okay, we got Coney coming back. Good morning, Coney. Hello? He's gone. Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Never better. It arrived yesterday.
Congratulations. What'd you get?
Congratulations. I don't know whether to take the hunter safety course or open a museum. This thing's a work of art.
What do you got? What'd you get?
Well, let me tell you. It is, for one thing, I'll tell you, the muzzle is so big.
It's a 50 caliber.
I looked at that and I thought the next bigger size comes with wheels on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a CVA Optima V2.
Oh, you got the Optima V2.
It's got a beautiful stock with camo and an adjustable telescopic sight.
Oh, you got a variable 3-9 scope.
Yes.
Okay.
Already mounted.
Ready to go. And it came with a case, I bet.
The case is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful. A beautiful padded case. I'm telling you, it belongs in a museum.
Well, it is fantastic. Well, congratulations, buddy. Congratulations.
Oh, I must have done something really good this year.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that things are going well for you and Rob. And
very well.
I hope you and yours have a wonderful Christmas.
You, right back at you, buddy. Same to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You've come through a lot. We both have. So.
Oh, brother.
Trust me. We know. So.
Yeah, I'll quote something my mom has said. Life is not easy, but it is bearable.
True.
You go through periods that are just a lot of darkness, and it's an act of faith that there's going to be some light at the other end.
That's true. That's
true. You've come through just, and I have in a different way. And
sure.
You know, we're just lucky to be here.
It's a time, this time of season is a time to reflect. You know, it's the reason for the season, of course, is the birth of Jesus Christ. I said that earlier. And, you know, we have so much going on in the world. And quite frankly, I have a little bit of a renewed faith in our representative republic now.
Oh, I think God came through for us.
There's no doubt.
Our Constitution.
There's no doubt. And, you know, now that we have put our faith and elected a man. Let's hope that he continues to obey and our country turns around. And, I mean, what happened yesterday just appalled me to no end. And I don't want to get into the political realm here at all. But when we gave Israel the back of our hand,
yeah,
that is not going to bode well for the people that did that.
I agree with you.
You know, and we've never done it. And now under an outgoing administration with less than a month left, the person who sits in the president's seat right now is doing everything he possibly can to put every possible roadblock in front of the new administration and make his row harder to hoe. I can tell you that.
And so, I think there will be divine retribution.
I think you're absolutely right on that.
They'll pay a price.
Yep. I mean, I don't care what you call it. You can say what comes around, comes around, but I'll stick with this one. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap.
Well, I put him in the same league as Pol Pot and Adolf Hitler.
I'm not going there. But that's
just my opinion.
You got it. Thanks, Mark.
One last thing.
Yes, sir.
It sounds a little hokey, but I have a little sign I keep on my desk. What if you woke up today with only what you thanked God for yesterday?
I like that.
Yeah. A client gave it to me, and I keep it right on my desk, look at it every day.
I like it. What if you woke up today with only what you thanked God for yesterday?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Mark.
Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed, holy Christmas.
Thank you, as to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. We have got Jerry in Hamilton and then Matthew in Pasadena. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Bringing it home.
Yeah, what's up?
My cable blew up on me yesterday.
Oh, boy.
So I'm flying and listening in. And so, you know, April 20th, if you know what birthday that is.
Say again?
April 20th is Hitler's birthday. You realize 2010, 11, and 12 when Orwell blew up in the Gulf of Mexico on that date.
Yeah.
I think it's Obama celebrating Hitler's birthday.
Yeah, we're not going there, Jerry. Okay.
Right. So anyway, you know, Romero with O'Malley, he kicked Beretta out of Maryland, so they can't make guns in Maryland anymore.
Right.
And then they were supposed to go to the Beretta Storm, and they, the Maryland State Police, but they went to the Glock instead. And I got a Model 10 Smith & Wesson, which Oklahoma City used to carry, you know,
yeah,
the front barrel.
Right. So where are we going with this, Jerry?
So my neighbor said to me, hey, we have protection. I got that. He said, damn, that's old.
Right.
And then I said, well, look, it's this way. Each of the this instruction, Oklahoma City Police told me, you keep the gun well clean and oiled, it will last you 100 years or more.
That's right.
And I was waiting, and so...
Yep. Well, Jerry, listen, thank you for your call. You have a Merry Christmas. We got to move along, okay, buddy?
You too, Mama.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Whew. Okay, we do have to take another break, and I have to tell you folks about the Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the world's largest consumer outdoor show. The Great American Outdoor Show, a nine-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and events that span over 650,000 square feet with 1,100 exhibitors. You'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. The Great American Outdoor Show has a concert, the NRA Country Concert of the Great American Outdoor Show, featuring Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith with special guest Kara Thompson. That's Saturday, February 11th, 2017. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. For tickets and more information about the Great American Outdoor Show, just stick right with that. GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoor.org.
If you're going to be out early on this Saturday, you're going to run into some rain and also some areas of fog. That rain will taper off into the afternoon with a high today close to 51 and then a clearing trend through Christmas Eve tonight with a low eventually down to 32. It will be a sunny Christmas on Sunday with a high reaching 49 and then cloudy Monday with a high reaching 50. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh?
Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833. 38410 W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.